start at the top of Hayom and Aleph, just to review from yesterday. We had a Mishnah that the Gemara spoke about, which is a person who brought a get Medina Tayyam, but he was unable to say Befane Nichtav Ufane Nechtam. So the Gemara queried, what is it, or where's this, what situation is it that a individual cannot say Befane Nechtav Ufane Nechtam? So the Gemara's conclusion to this point, what we read yesterday, was according to Rav Yosef, it's in a case where we had a Pikeach, someone brought the get, was able to speak, and then after he gave the get, he was unable to say Befane Nechtav Ufane Nechtam. So there we say that it works, even though he's not able to say Befane Nechtav Ufane Nechtam, because if we have on it Edei Chatima, right, if we can be Mekayim the get through the Edei Chatima, we can validate the get through the Edei Chatima, it's fine. So the Gemara says that works well according to Rava, who says that the whole issue Befane Nechtav Befane Nechtam is about Edim and be Mekayim the get. So if you're Mekayim it through the signatories, then it's fine. But according to Rabbo, who the issue is Lishma, why does being Mekayim to get through the signatories help you? You still don't have, or you still haven't overcome the problem of Befane Nechtav Befane Nechtam. The Gemara says, Hachob Mayaskinon. The Gemara said on top of Hayom and Aleph, it's 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down. It says, Hachob Mayaskinon, Achar Shalamdo, Lamdu. So after they learned, meaning that in Medina Sayyam, there was a point in time where they then did know that Lishma was valid, meaning that Rabbah's issue of Lishma was only to a certain point until the Medina Sayyam, that they were well-versed in Kitin as well, and they knew that it had to be done Lishma. According to Tosos, early in again on the first daf in the Masechta, Tosos says, Lachar Shalamdu is after they were Makabel, the Limud, the Kotav Law, means it must be done Lishma. So where it says, Yochi, Yochol Nami, if he could say it and didn't say it, why does she have to say it? I mean, if they knew that it was Bekim Lishma, what do I need him to say? Befane Nechtav, Befane Nechtam. We're afraid, right, that things might return to their former state. And in their former state, Medina Siyam, they didn't know it. So we kept the Gzeira intact in order to preserve this function or this methodology for ensuring that the get is done Lishma. So Mara says, Yochi enu yochol nami. So if that's the case, we're going to say that the Gzera applies even when we don't need it Lishma. So say the same thing when he can't do it. So what does that mean? He can't do it because he's nitcharesh. So the Gemara says, no problem. Pikeach v'nitcharesh milta de lo shchicha. That's something that's uncommon. And if it's uncommon, milta de lo shchicha lo gozer barabonon. It wasn't included or it wasn't encompassed by the Gzera dirabonon. The Gzera dirabonon meaning that even after the Shalamdu, even after they knew that it was Lishma, that they continued to require Befane Nechtav Befane Nechtam, that was only about things that were Shchiach. If it wasn't Shchiach, that Gzera did not apply. So now, the Gemara says, Vaisha to lo Shchicha. What about a woman that's not Shchiach? Right? Vitnan. We have a case. Haisha Atzma Mevia Gita. Right? A woman can bring her own get. So that she still has to say it. So the question, the Gemara in the Perek Beis asks, well, if she's bringing her own get, isn't she divorced from the time she gets the get? So it's a case where the Baal gives it over to her and says, you are not divorced until you present this get in Beis Din. So once she reaches Beis Din, when she presents the get, she has to say, Befane Nechtav, Befane Nechtam. So this is an unusual case where a woman brings her own get and presents it to Beis Din, and nevertheless, we still require Befane Nechtav, Befane Nechtam. If we just said that Milsot Lo Shchichi, the Rabbanim were Gozer, then why over here do we say that they were Gozer? So Gemara says, Shelo Tachlok B'Shlichut. It's a low plug that any type of shlichus we want Befane Nechtav Befane Nechtam to be said. But it's a case, of course, if you can say it. Meaning when we say low plug, both Rashi and Tosfos point out here, it means low plug in an instance where you could physically say it. But in the case where he's Nitcharesh, he can't say it. So we're not going to demand low plug in the face of his inability to say, right, or his inability to say Befane Nechtav Befane Nechtam. So Gemara says, Iachi Bal Nami. If that's the case, then the husband should have to say Befane Nechtav Befane Nechtam. Alama Tanya, we have a Braisa. Hu Atzmo Sheve Gito, Ain Tzarech Lamar Befane Nechtav Befane Nechtam. If the husband himself brings the get, Mibedina Siyam, he does not have to make such a declaration of Befane Nechtav Befane Nechtam. Where it says, well, the reason is, Taimamai, Amur Rabbanon Tzarech Lamar Befane Nechtav Befane Nechtam. What's the whole purpose of Ufane Nechtav, Ufane Nechtam, Dilma Ati Bao Umearer, Upasile. The problem is that we're afraid that the husband might come later on and raise questions about the validity of the get. So once the aide says, Bufane Nechtav, Bufane Nechtam, he becomes, like, in a sense, quote-unquote, a super aide, but he comes an aide to the sense that if he said it was written in front of me, the Baal's not going to come even ma'arer on him because he saw it. He saw it being written, and the Baal has no claim against this aide. So Gemara says, Hashta mintkat nokit lebiyote. Here the husband himself is carrying the get. V'urei kamarerle. He's going to question the get. Meaning, if the whole institution of Ufane Nechtam was to prevent the error of the Baal, and here the Baal himself was delivering the get, then clearly he's not going to be ma'ar on the get. He's the one who delivered the get. Because of that, he does not have to say Ufane Nechtav, Ufane Nechtam, because the institution is not necessary in that case. Where it says, Tashma. I said, Tashma, the Baal Mine Shmo Merav Huna, Shnaim Shivyu Get Mi Medinat Hayam. Two people brought a get Mi Medinat Hayam. Tzrichim Shiyomru Bifaneinu Nechtav. Ufaneinu nechtam o ein tzrichim. Do they have to make such a declaration? Ufaneinu nechtam, ufaneinu nechtam. So I'm like, ein tzrichim. They do not have to make such a declaration. Umay ilu yomru bifaneinu garsha. If they simply testified in front of us she was divorced, milo mehemne, they would be believed. So why do they need to make a declaration? Ufaneinu nechtam, ufaneinu nechtam. Right? If they were ready, they would believe even if they didn't see it being written. I mean, if they just saw the mesira. Where it says, the Rabba Necha, the Rabba Kasha. That works well according to Rabba, because if the whole issue is Edus, then we have two Edim in front of us here, so there's no issue anymore. But to Rabba, which the whole issue is Lishma, just because two Edim show up here, how does that overcome the issue of Lishma? Where it says, Hachem Maiskin Alachar Shalom Du. Again, it's after they already became Bikim Lishma, and since they became Bikim Lishma, there was no longer necessity for these Edim to make a declaration to overcome the problem of Lishma. So where it says, Yochi Chadnami, that's the case, then why does one aid have to say, Bufanei Nechtav, Bufanei Nechtam? If they already know, if they're Bikin Lishma already, why does he have to say it? Where it says, Gzeira Shema Yachzor Davar Lekikulo. Again, same Gzeira, because we're afraid it'll go back to the original state, the former state. Yochi Beitre Nami, if that's the case, then even when to bring it, they should have to say, Bufanei Nechtav, Bufanei Nechtam. Gemara says, "Beitrei demaiti gita milta lo shlicha." The fact that two people bring a get or are pointed to be shlichim to bring a get is a very unusual circumstance. Usually, you just point one person to do it. Pointing of two people is a milta lo shlicha. The milta lo shlicha, the rabbanu would not go there because of shema yachzor dvar lekilkulo. Milta lo shlicha lo goes there barabbanu. Va'isha. So the Gemara is going to go through the same exact scenario that we talked about before. Va'isha lo shlicha v'tanan isha atzma via gita. Right, so an isha is not shchiach, and yet we know that there's an instance where a woman can bring her own get. And she still has to make such a declaration. So Gemara says, shlo tachlok v'shlichut. So it should be a case of lo plug. So Gemara says, yachi baal nami. If you're saying lo plug, the baal should also have to say it. Allah matanya hu atzmo shevi gito. If the baal himself brings it, eno tzarech lomar b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. So Gemara says, well, that's not a problem. Taima maya marabonon tzarech lomar b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. What was the whole purpose of Bifanei Nechtav, Dilma Ati Baal Me'arer Upasile? Because maybe the Baal will come and undermine the get. Hashtom Mintkot Nokit Labiode. Here he himself is delivering the get. The Urei Kamarele. What type of error is he going to have on the get if he himself brought the get here? So now, right, so very good. So that's a good question. I think Tosus over here mentions it as well. But when we say, again, both in the case before and the case over here, when we say that shelo tachok, that it's a case of low plug, right? The low plug doesn't apply to our instance. So when in the case above, it didn't apply to the instance of cheresh because he's eno yachol, he's unable to say it. In our case, it doesn't apply to low plug because it's two aidim and not one aid. So low plug only applied to shlichus by one aid and not shlichus by two aidim. They're a totally different right category of shlichus. Since they're a totally different category, you don't have to apply low plug to two aidim. But when you deal with a single individual bringing a get, like the Baal or the Isha, that's where the Gemara discusses low plug or questions the institution of low plug, whether the Baal should also fall under that low plug. All right. So next case, Tashma. Hamevi get medinat yam v'natno la v'lo amar la b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. He fails to say to her, the shlich brings in, he fails to say to her before her, b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. Im nitzkayim b'chutmav, if they use the Edim, if they can validate the Edim who signed it, and it then becomes a valid get, kasher, then it's good. Vimlav pasul. If it not, the get is a pasul get. So Gemara says, Have a lohutzru chulamar b'fanei nechtav u'fanei nechtam l'hachmir le elo l'hakel le. The whole point of b'fanei nechtav u'fanei nechtam is not to be machmir on her, but rather to be makil on her. Right? So the fact that he didn't say b'fanei nechtav u'fanei nechtam and we're able to be mekayim to get through the chutmav, that should work over here because the addition of b'fanei nechtav is something to improve her standing. It's not something that we want to be machmir on her to invalidate the get. It's simply to improve her standing. So where it says, the Rava Necha, again, according to Rava, that works well because, again, the chotmav is a solution. The Rava Kashka. So where it says, Acha Maizkina L'Acha Shalam Lamdu. Again, after they became Bikim Lishma, so Lishma no longer became a problem. And then Rava simply left with Rava's issue. And then for Rava, Mekayim B'chotmav would be sufficient. But what happened to this gezeira? That maybe it'll be chozer lekil kulo. If it's me chozer lekil kulo, then we should insist that you need b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam, and without it, it'll be an impossible get. It'll be invalid get. Gemara says, k'shenisait, she already married. So in a case when she already married, we're not going to uphold the gezeira of shema yachzor advar lekil kulo in order to undermine her marriage, to have her divorce, if she has children, to make them into mamzerim. I mean, that it's one thing to have a gzeira of shemi yachzor ledvar lekukulo when it doesn't, right, it doesn't impact on her current marriage. But if she's already married, then we're not going to have such a gzeira to come to undermine the existing marriage. So Mara says, ihochi, if that's the case, how could you bring this conclusion? Hi, lo utzruchulo mar b'fanei nechtav v'nechtam, l'hachme le'a l'hakel le'a. The Gemara concluded before, why does it work? The validation of the signatories on the get, why does that work? Because the whole point of b'fanei nechtav v'nechtam was to make a kula for her. So therefore, if we can validate it with the signatories, it will be no worse. But that's not the reason over here that the get is valid. What's the reason the get's valid over here? Because she got married. The only reason the get's valid is because she got married. Mishum denisei tu. Right, it's the only reason the get is valid here is because she got married. And because she got married, we're not going to impose the gzeira of Shema Yachzor Adavar Lekil Kulo. So Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. This is what the verse means. V'chitim l'hachmir ala ula lafka. If you want to suggest that even when she's married, we're going to be machmir on her and demand that she gets divorced. Hi, lohutzuch lamar b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam l'hachmir ala l'hakal ala. The only reason that we said that b'fanei nechtav was to improve her position, to improve, to make a kula for her. Over here, you would do it, you would create a chumrah, and she would have to get divorced. So therefore, we're not going to impose, right, this gzeira of shemiyach or adara the kukulo because she's niseit. And even when she's niseit, you want to say, be machmir on her? We're not going to be machmir on her because the whole institution of b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam was to improve her position, not to degrade the situation for her. So now, when the Gemara continues over here, Rashi reads the Gemara here as a continuation of the previous statement. Time am I, right? What's the whole reason? I mean, that why is it that it's valid when you have the when you validate the signatories on the get? Why does that work? Because what time am I? What was the whole institution of right the b'fanei nechtav v'nechtav dilma ati baal umamarer upasile that maybe the baal will come in and validate the get hashta baal lo kamarer. At this point, the baal is not making any claim. Anam nikum v'ne'arala. Why should we go ahead and make that claim on his behalf? Meaning that if we're able to validate the signatories on the get, there's no reason to question whether the get is valid at this point. Even though, as Rashi points out on the Mishnah, that if a Baal does come in Me'arer, right, then it would be problematic. But if there is no Me'orim, Mistama, that we consider it to be kosher. Mistama kosher is because we're not going to make this error on behalf of the Baal. We're going to assume that everything was done properly. So that's the way Rashi learns it. Rashi learns it as a continuation of the previous statement. Why does when we say chotmav works, why is that okay? Why is that enough? Gemara says, because we have no error here, and without any error, then if you could just validate the signatories, that is sufficient. And unless the Baal shows up in Mimarer, we're not going to do it on his behalf. Tosus on the other behalf points out that there was another girsa which Rashi eliminated. Our Gemara has the girsa of Rashi already. There was an alternative girsa that said, Ibayas Ema. The Bayis Ema is an alternative shot to, instead of La'achar Shalamdu, that they already became Lishma. Right? So if you look up top, on the top Tosfos, it's on the top right of the Tosfos, it says, Rashi, Lo Goris I Bayis Ema. Rashi doesn't say that it's I Bayis Ema. Here at the Siyuma de Milsu, it's a continuation of the previous Gemara, as we explained it. Ulari Nira, the Shapir Gari slate, that you should keep that Gersa in there. Umuki Lahashta Kodem Shalamdu. This alternative answer is a case before they learned, before they were Mekim Lishma. The Kaven did Nisate Lo Tetze. Because she already married, we will not demand her to get divorced. Kaven de Liziuf Lekala Mechash Dinikayim Bechotmav. We're not going to worry about it being a right false get or a forged get, because we were able to validate the get through its signatories. Veleke El Alaz Be'alma. So the only thing that's left is what? That the Baal may come along here and be Ma'arer on the get. And if he's Ma'arer on the get, then that will raise Laz, question on the get. V'shalo lishma. Afilu yati Baal Ma'arer, kiprishit, right? So that if the Baal comes as Ma'arer, that the get was not done lishma, right? That does not undermine the get itself, but it just brings up Laz, meaning that it spreads rumors about the get. And there was a Tosfos earlier on. Tosfos discusses when you have a laz on a get, is that sufficient to invalidate the get and make it a puzzle get or not? And the Ri concluded that laz is not sufficient to invalidate the get. So therefore, over here, that's the alternative answer. The alternative answer is, if even in a case where it was before they learned about lishma, and the problem is lishma, how does Rabbi explain this case? It's a case benisate. She got married already. We don't ask her to get divorced. So what are you worried about? You're worried about that the get was mezuyaf, that it was forged? We validated the get with the signatories. We know it's not forged. So what's the other issue? Lishma. So if the lishma is the issue, what happens if it was done lo lishma? If the baal comes and is ma'arir on it that it's lo lishma, then we would say, okay, now there's laws. There's a rumor spreading about it. Now we have questions about the get. Not that it invalidates the get, but it raises questions about the get. So now the Gemara said, well, if the Baal hasn't come yet, we're not going to take the matter into our own hands and make that claim on behalf of the Baal. So since the Baal has not made that claim yet, we're not going to go make that claim, and therefore we're not going to worry about Lishma until the Baal shows up. All right, so now, Beplukta, de Rabbi Yochanan, ve Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So this is a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, which means what? This machlokas that we have between Rabbo and Rava about what's the necessity of Befani Nechtav, Befani Nechtam. Rabbo said it's for Lishma. Rava said it's because She'in Edim Mitzuyim. So this same machlokas was also a machlokas of earlier Amoraim of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Chad Amar Lefi She'in Bikin Lishma. Chad Amar Lefi She'in Edim Mitzuyim Lekaimo. So the Gemara says, Tistayim, let's conclude that Rabbi Shimon ben Levi Hu Damar Lefi She'in Bikin Lishma. That Rabbi Shimon ben Levi is the one who has the position of the Lishma like Rabbo. The Rabbi Shimon bar Abba Aita Gita the Kamei the Rabbi Shua ben Levi brought a get before Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Vamalei Tzuchernu Lemar Befani Nechtav Befani Nechtam. Must I make the declaration of Befani Nechtav Befani Nechtam? He was appointed to be a shliach to bring a get. He's asking Rabbi Shua ben Levi, do I have to make the declaration of Befani Nechtav Befani Nechtam? Oh lo, Amalei Lo Tzrichat. He says you don't need to do this. Lo Amru Ela Bedorot Rishonim Shein Bikin Lishma. The only time we said that you had to do or say this was in the original Dorot when they didn't know about Lishma. About Dorot Achronim. They became Lishma. Lo. But once they were Achar Shalamdo, then we don't have this issue of Befani Nechtav, Befani Nechtam. So Gemara says, Tistayim. So that, how could you make such a conclusion? Veha Rabo Isplay the Rabo. Then even Rabbo, who holds that the issue is Lishma, right, he's... Yes, yeah, sorry. Yeah, I did that on purpose. If you look at Tosfos, on the right over here, it says, Vitisbara, Va'arabi Yisle Rabbo, Lo Garcinan, Vitisbara, Ket the Perish Bekuntris. All right, so we don't... We left out the word Vitisbara, all right? So I left it out, like Tosfos and Rashi, the Gerson Tosfos and Rashi, who leave it out. All right? So the Gemara says, Tistayim, how could you come to such a conclusion? Vaha Rabba Yisplay the Robo. Right? Doesn't Rabba, who holds that the issue is Lishma, right? He still holds that the issue of Eidim Mitzuyim is still a valid issue. If that's the case, How could Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi make a recommendation to Rabbi Shimon ben Abba? Don't say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Why? Because they're already b'kiyum lishma. Even if they're b'kiyum lishma, you still have to overcome the problem of eidin and mitzuyim of Rabba. So why would he say something else? Ba'od ha'amrina and shem yachzor devar l'kiyum kulo. And didn't we just say before that even after they lamdu, after they knew to b'kiyum lishma, they still had to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam? Because maybe it would go back to the former state. So there's a gzera that upheld it even afterwards. Where it says, Ella, Rabbi Shimon Ba'aba, Inish Achrina Hava Ba'adei. Rabbi Shimon Ba'aba was not alone. There was another person along with him. So the meaning that he was him and another person. Why didn't they mention the other person? Because of the covenant of Rabbi Shimon. They just mentioned the person, the most important person. But there are really two people who brought it. Two people were appointed to be shlichim for this get. So who were Rabbi Shimon Ba'aba and someone else? So now they show up. So he says, do I have to say b'fanei nechtav u'fanei nechtam? So that, the Gemara says, well, that issue, right, we don't have to worry about. Why? Because they already became lishma. Up there. So then Gemara says, well, if they became lishma, we still said shema yachzor adavar l'kil kulo. So Gemara says, well, if you have two eidim that are shlichim, we just said before, that is a milsa t'lo shchicha. And in Milsa Delo Shchicha, they were not gozer that you had to say, b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. Because of that, that's why Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi recommended that they did not say, or they did not, Rabbi Shimon Ba'aba did not need to say, b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. Right, Itmar. B'fnei kama notanola. Before how many people, we had this, the Gemara brought this earlier on Gimel. Amud Aleph, that how many, in front of how many people must he give her the get? Or when this shliach comes to give the get and say, b'fanei nechtam, in front of how many people must he do this? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, it's a machokas Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, chanamar b'fnei shnayim, chanamar b'fnei shlusha. One says before two, one says before three. Tistayim, the Rabbi Yochanan, hu damar b'fnei shnayim. Let us conclude that it's before Rabbi Yochanan that he says two. The Rabbin Barbara of Chista, aita gita lekamei to Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Barbara Chista was a shliach to bring a get. Came before Rabbi Yochanan Amarle, Zil Havila Ba'apei Trei. And he explicitly said to her, bring it in front of two people. Veim Avilahu, B'fanei Nechtav, U'fanei Nechtam. And say, right, that they say the prescription that B'fanei Nechtav V'Nechtam. So Gemara says, Testayim, so Leima, B'haka Miflege. Right, let us say that this is the argument between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. The Mamdam Rabbi Fnei Shnayim Kasavar Lefisha Ein Bikiyin Lishma. The need for two Eidim to say it from the Eid, the Shliach to come and say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtam, in front of two Eidim is in order to deal with the problem of Lishma. So in front of two Eidim already is enough of an incentive to have the Shliach be careful, because since he's going to have to make a declaration in front of two Eidim, that's sufficient. And because of the one who says b'fnei shlosha, right, is because ain't mitzvim lekaimo. And since you're doing a kiyum shtaros, right, since you're being mekayim the shtar, kiyum shtaros must be done in front of three. That's what Rashi says over here. Kiyum shtaros is always done in front of three. And since the intent of this b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, is to be mekayim the shtar, so mekayim the shtar is done in front of three people. I will point out here, when I was learning it, there's issues that with this, because number one, if you remember, there's a Tosfos on Beis Amud Beis, the Rabbeinu Tam there says that how come you don't require two Eidim for a get? We know that a get requires two signatories on the get. So we know it's the Dover Sherev, why don't you need two Eidim to deliver the get? So the Rabbeinu Tam over there says, because once the get is signed, then that makes the get a valid get. Once the get is valid get, when this shliach comes to hand over the get and say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, it's simply a gilui milsa, right? It's just a gilui milsa. Gilui milsa means that he's just identifying for us a fact that already exists. That means that the shtar is already considered to be mikuyam. And the same thing that Shaul, you mentioned before by Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said over here that once the shtar is signed, it's kevat kiminechkara edutam bebeistin, meaning that the shtar is considered to be a shtar mikuyam. Just that the rabbonon were matzrik over here, aid to come along and say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So why do you require three over here to make the declaration of Kiyum Shtaros? It's not really a Kiyum Shtaros. So I think you have to say that the Rabbanan required, even though it's not really a Kiyum Shtaros, like the Rabbeinu Tam says, the Gilui Milsa, the Gemara before said it was just an Atzruch to Rabbanan, but you have to say that when they did it, when they already instituted it, they instituted with all the trappings of a Kiyum Shtaros. Even though it wasn't actually a Kiyum Shtaros, since it was functioning or similar to the way a Kiyum Shtaros would work, they made it so that it would be done in front of three Edim to have the trappings or the process of similar to that which is done normally in Kiyum Shtaros. All right, so now the Gemara challenges this. Vitis Baro, does this make sense? Ha'amid Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar Lefishayim Mekin Lishma, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lefishayim Indu Mitzayim Lekamo. Above, you concluded that Rabbi Shua ben Levi was the one who said that it was Lishma. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan is found in both machlokot here, the two last machlokot we had. About Lishma and Edim Mitzuyim, there's Rabbi Yochanan argues on Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And over here, Rabbi Yochanan's arguing on Rabbi Chanina. So above, we suggested what? That Rabbi Shua ben Levi held that the problem was Lishma. That means that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the problem is Lefish Einon Edim Mitzuyim. Over here, you're saying that Rabbi Chanina is the one who Rabbi Yochanan is the one who requires two. If he requires two, according to the way you're setting up the machlokes, then two, it means that he requires Lishma. That means that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the issue is Lishma. So over here, the issue is Lishma. And above, you're saying Rabbi Yochanan holds the problem is Tzrichim Lekaimo. So Mar says, V'hocha yichi kama Rabbi Yochanan v'nei shnayim. V'od, ha-rabo isleid the robo. Rabo holds the robo. So mimon of shach, everybody would hold you need three. Because even if you hold that the problem is Lishma, you also hold the problem is Levi she'en edim mitzuyim. And so if the problem is, that means for both people, there's still what? There's still a need for Kiyum Shtaros. Right? There's still a need for Kiyum Shtaros. Since there's a need for Kiyum Shtaros, then you would require three according to both parties. Ella, Dekuli Amobinan, Edim Mitsuyim Lekaimo. Right? Everybody agrees that the issue is Edim Mitsuyim Lekaimo. V'hocha, so what's the machlokas here? V'shliach nasa eid, v'eid nasa dayan mikamiflegei. Question here is this shliach who comes, that he can become an aid, the shliach, once he's going to give over the get, can he also be an aid to the giving, the giving of the get? So number two is, once he becomes an aid, can he also become a dayan to be participant in the three to be a beis din? The manda amar b'fnei shnayim kasovor, the one who thinks that it's enough or sufficient to give the get over in front of, or say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam in front of two, he believes shliach nasa aid. First of all, a shliach can become an aid, and number two is aid nasa dayan. So since that, now you have three. You have three dayanim here, so it can work. You're true, a shliach can become an aid, v'ein aid nasa dayan, but an aid cannot become a dayan. So you're lacking one to get the three for kiyum shtaros over here. Where it says, v'hakaimelon v'durabanan to aid nasa dayan. But then we know already that when it comes to dini durabanan, everybody holds that aid nasa dayan. So this requirement, or this issue that aid cannot become a dayan is only in dinim deraisa, but here we're talking about a din derabanan. This kiyum shtaros over here is only an atzruch derabanan. So why over here can't the aid nasa dayan? Ella hocha b'hakamiflege. They must be arguing about this. The mar sever came into isha k'sheira lahaviyat a get, since a woman is valid to bring a get, and Tosus points out that it's not just a woman, but even a apostle would be the same problem here, even a karov or apostle that brings the get. Zimnin de mighty lay itita. So maybe a woman will bring it. Visamchiala. And what are they going to do? They're going to include her to be one of the three. And she's not valid to be part of the Beis Din. So we're afraid that a woman will be the Shliach. And then you have a problem because then you can't, even though Shliach not to add an Eid and not to Dayon, she's not valid to be an Eid or a Dayon here. Vidach. The other believes. So what's the other party believe when he only requires two? Isha Mida Yade. A woman knows that she can't be included in the Beis Din, and therefore they will not rely on her, and they'll bring three besides her. But that means in other cases where it's not a woman, then the Shliach is valid, and he could be a part of the Beis Din. So that's their machlokas over here. So Gemara says, Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan. There's a brisa that supports the position of Rabbi Yochanan, that we only require two, that B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtam only has to be said in front of two Edim. Hamevi get mimidina tanyam, Vinatnula, someone who brings a get from Midas Yam and gives it to her, Vinatnula. V'lo amar la, b'fanei nechtav v'fanei nechtam. Does not make the declaration of b'fanei nechtav v'fanei nechtam. Yotzi, v'avlad mamzer divrei Rabbi Meir. She has to get divorced And the Vlad, any baby born out of that wedlock is a mamzer. That's the din of Rabbi Meir. Chami Yomim ain't a Vlad mamzer. The Vlad is not a mamzer because the lack of a fanechtam. All right, even though it makes the get puzzle me the rabbanon, it does not make the Vlad into a mamzer. So Kate said, Yatzeh, how can you solve the problem? So Yat Yitzlena Hemena, he take the get back. The shliach will take the get back from her. V'yachzor v'yitznena la b'fnei shnayim. He'll give it in front of two people. He'll return the get to her. V'yomar b'fanei nechtav u'fanei nechtam. So what do you see from the Braisa? You see from the Braisa that he has to give it in front of two. That's what, like Rabbi Yochanan said above, that he has to give it in front of two. Tosus over here, it's interesting. Tosus discusses the issue of what does it mean that he goes back and gives it. At what point does the shliach have to make the declaration b'fanei nechtav u'fanei nechtam? Tosus thinks that after he gives the get to the woman, toch kdei dibor, he has to say b'fanei nechtav u'fanei nechtam. If he waits longer than that, it's not valid. Tosus questions whether what happens if he says it before he gives her the get. If before he gives her the get, he says b'fanei nechtav u'fanei nechtam, then he says it's mesfekel deri. Deri's not sure if that would work or not. Meaning that b'fanei nechtav u'fanei nechtam only work after the get's been given, because we had that case before by the pikeach v'nitcharish. He gave it, and then he was going to say it. Or even if you say it prior, once you're, if you're osek in the inyan of a gitin, then that's sufficient to keep you in that parsha, and you can say b'fanei nechtav u'fanei nechtam. Okay, now the question is, Rabbi Meir, mishum d'lo amar b'fanei nechtav u'fanei nechtam yotzi v'avlad mamzer? How could Rabbi Meir believe that this woman is not validly married and that the vlad is a mamzer? This whole atzracha of b'fanei nechtav u'fanei nechtam is only a din d'rabbanon. How could you put that din d'rabbanon? How could you make the vlad into a mamzer? Mar says in Rabbi Meir l'tamei. Rabbi Meir is going to his own shita. The Amar Rav Amnuna mishmei de ula omer hayu Rabbi Meir kol hameshanim imatbeya shetavu chachamim begitin yotzi v'avlad mamzer. That's Rabbi Meir's position. If you do not use the exact lashon prescribed by the chachamim, the get becomes invalid. That if you don't use the matbeya or the form that the chachamim set out, it makes the get invalid and becomes a puzzle get. Puzzle get the gamri. And if it's a puzzle get, then you have to be yotzi and the vlad is mamzer. All right. So now, Bar Hadaya, boy le tuye gita. He was going to want to bring a get, be a shlech for a get. Ato the kamei de Rabbi Ach, came before Rabbi Ach, have a memuna gita. That he was the expert or the one who was memuna on gita. And Rashi points out here that the Gemara in Kedushin says, kol she'ini yodea b'tiv gita mi Kedushin lo yelo esik man. Someone doesn't know, it's not a bucky. And gita and Kedushin should not be involved them. So they used to appoint somebody in the city or someone that was, right, achrai on these issues because he was a buck in Gitin and Kedushin. So this is this Rav Achi. He says, you got to be looking at every letter that's written there because we want you to testify that what? He's going to say, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, we want you to see every letter. You don't have to see the whole thing. The Gemara says, "V'chitei ma'avid chumra." So you say, "Ah, you know what? All right, even though I don't need to see the whole thing, I'll do it l'chumra. I will look at everything." Nimtza atam motzi lazal gitim erishonim. Then you're going to be make. You're going to, if you're a machmir, then you're going to make. You're going to raise questions about the previous gitim because they didn't do that in the past, or other people don't want to do that. So don't be machmir on yourself over here because you don't need to see oat the oat. So Rabba b'Rachana aite gita. So Rabbi Baruchana brought a gita. Paga ichtiv kamei, or paga lo ichtiv kamei. Half of it was written in front of it. Half of it was not written in front of him. Ata the kamei to Rabbi Elazar. He came to Rabbi Elazar, asked him, what do I have to do? I'm like, afil lo koto bo elo shita achat lishma, shuveni tzarech. Even if only the first, the way Tosfos learns shita achat means the first line. Even if you just saw the first line being written lishma, that's sufficient. Since you already saw him start lishma, you can make, there's a presumption that he finished it lishma. So you only have to see that first line. We don't have to see the whole get be written, call oat to oat to be written to know that it's lishma. There's an automatic presumption of completion lishma if he begins lishma. Ravashi Amar, afilu kan kumasa v'kan megilta. That what, even if you hear the way Rashi has, the way the Gerson Rashi is, shoma kan kumasa v'kan megilta, means that you hear the noise. He hears the sofer writing. With the kumos, he hears him cut the kumos lishma, and he hears him writing on the part down on the get, writing out the get lishma. He hears the noise of the writing. that is sufficient. I mean, he doesn't have to literally see it, right? But he has to know that he's writing it, that he made a declaration of Lishma, and he's writing it, not that he has to present to see physically that he's doing it Lishma. All right, we're going to stop over here.